الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على محسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه فيما بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers and young ones in Islam, and those listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as citizens of the Muslim Ummah, has given us responsibilities beyond what we may ordinarily think our responsibilities are. And in this context, a beautiful hadith of Abu Umayya Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenu an-nasiha." This deen that we have, this way of life, what is the essence of it? The essence is to wish well for others. To wish well for others. So the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Liman?" "Qulna liman ya Rasulullah?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Lillahi wa li rasulihi wa li a'immati al-muslimin wa 'ammati." That means you fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidelines that have been shown to you by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you implement that. But beyond that, and this is where sometimes we feel that this may not be that important an aspect or important a part or dimension of deen. My service to others, as we say in Urdu, khidmat-e khalq. What proportion of my day do I spend in service to others? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this is one of the very part of the very essence of deen. وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. Your level of service, your level of loyalty, your level of concern for both the leaders that may be existing in the community and the general masses. So this is an important thing to reflect over. That yes, we're living in a time and age when everyone is preoccupied with their own lives, their own financial pressures, their own aspirations in terms of the objectives that they have, whether it be business objectives or objectives in terms of positions that a person wants to reach. And there's nothing wrong provided it is within the confines of Sharia. But a very critical part of our lives, every day we should be thinking that what is it that I am doing for others in my life? And what is the reason for this? The reason for this is because this is a very significant part of our deen. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrun nas may yanfa'un nas." The best of amongst you, the best people are those who are benefiting others. The best people are those who are benefiting others, not only those who are preoccupied with their own lives. Now someone might say that, what benefit am I going to give to others? What can I do? Well, we'll discuss that. But every person has a role to play. If it is an individual, at an individual context, within a person's self, there's a riwayat of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, and Abi Dharrin radiallahu an. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul a'mali afdal. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, al-iman, having firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then striving in the path of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah. Qultu, ayyul riqabi afdal. Then he asked, in that day and age, the practice of slavery was still prevalent. So he asked then, which is the best slave to free? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anfasuha inda ahliha wa aktharuha thamanan. The best. If you're doing something for the sake of Allah, choose the best. Don't choose something inferior. One of the people working, one of the organizations was telling us once that for zakat, that's a different masla, whether you can give goods, you know, discharge your zakat in kind with certain conditions, it can be done. But one person had sent through a whole consignment of only the left shoe in discharge of zakat. Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. For ourselves, we know what to choose. We know what is nice and what is not nice. But when it comes to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a different matter altogether. Allah protect. So then, Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what if I can't do this? If I don't have resources to spend in the path of Allah and I want to achieve that level of connection, that level of closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُعِينُ صَانِعًا أَوْ تَصْنَعَ لِأَخْرَقٍ. That then you assist someone who is weak and cannot do the task himself. Assist people. This is part and parcel of deen. In our lives, in every day that goes by, if there is not some portion of the day that has not been dedicated to the assistance or to the service of others, then there is something lacking in our day as believers. Then he said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ صَنَعْتُ عَنْ بَعْضِ الْعَمَلِ. He said, إِنْ قَصَرْتُ عَنْ بَعْضِ الْعَمَلِ. What about if I can't do this also? If I can't assist someone else, if I can't be of benefit, if my being can't be of benefit to someone else, then what must I do? This is something for us to reflect upon. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, تَكُفَّ شَرَّكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Then the one way you can be of benefit is just your harm prevented from people. Why? فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. Because that is like a good deed from you upon your own self. The least that you should be able to do in terms of service to others is at least protect people from your own harm. But nevertheless, we were discussing that there are many, many avenues, and every single person in the ummah, in fact in mankind, has the opportunity to be of service at some level or the other. So we've first seen at an individual level. In the very least, we should be preventing ourselves from causing harm to others. But we go beyond that. As students, when we are in the classroom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with some intelligence or the ability to understand something, then consider it a ni'mat from the side of Allah that He gives you the opportunity to assist your fellow student. Because there is no special feature within you. You are any ordinary human being. Any ordinary human being. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, whatever good comes to you, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. This is very important to reflect over. Whatever good we have, if you have some ability, the ability to understand something, or some wealth, or some resources under your control, you have the ability to deploy resources, someone needs something, or you have some assets, some wealth, some influence, then this is not because of some inherent goodness within you. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Doesn't insan see that we create him from something that was absolutely worthless? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And now today he can stand up and he wants to argue and try to be eloquent. So, the point is that any ni'mat that has come to us from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, What we should be reflecting on is how can I use that to be of service to others. In fact, I was listening to Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, he mentions an incident with regards to Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was his sheikh. And he said that in this world, if we have to analyze, there's always jostling happening for position, for competition in business, who's gotten the growth, who's leading the, who's got the market share, who's taken the first position in the class, who's the president. President wants to hold on to whatever he has, doesn't want to let go of the position. So anyone gets to a position, the fear is always that what about when it time comes to leave that position? It's difficult. It's difficult to let go. But there's one position. There's one unique position that is available to each and every one of us. And the amazing thing is that once you get into that position, no one is vying for you. No one is competing with you to take over that position once you leave that position. And he said that is the position of the khadim. The one who is in service to people. Service to people. Continuously in whichever area, whichever part of their life they can be of service. As you were saying, if it is a student, there is a dimension, there is a scope within which they can make service. If it is a teacher, such a critical area, the teachers of today. If it is a teacher, then a simple word inspiring confidence in a youngster can make all the difference. Can make all the difference. Just giving that youngster the confidence that, you know what, you can make a difference. This is a khidmat. If it is a businessman, then mentoring others that are coming into the business. This is not, it doesn't behove a Muslim that if someone is coming into the market, then we tell the suppliers that this person, you start dealing with him, then you're not dealing with me also. Allah protect. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are the ones who distribute the sustenance between them. And some have more than others. Why? Because this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that some may be of service to others. Some may be of service to others. So again, this aspect of service permeates through every dimension. If we look at the household, the mothers that are there, constantly in service of the children, constantly tending to the care and needs of the children. And we can go on discussing the various areas where each and every one of us can be of service to others. What is important upon us is whilst we are sitting here to think of where is that avenue where I can be also be of service. Those professionals, the professionals, they also have a role to play. Whether they be medical professionals or legal professionals or professionals in other areas, they have a role that, yes, we can play a role in giving service and guiding people. One is, yes, it is permissible to earn a fee. But there must be some part of life where it is purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where something is done absolutely purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No motive whatsoever. Then we will see this barakat coming within our lives. When we hear the hadith that I quoted, which we will go into, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's a lengthy hadith. But one critical aspect of that hadith, and we should engrave it in our minds. The hadith says, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously remains in the assistance of a servant as long as that servant is in assistance of his brother. What a great promise. What a great promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. But what proportion of our day are we doing these things? I was discussing with regards to the businessmen, what role they have. Yes, one is mentoring younger people. One is participating in broader activities where there's a need in the society and in the community. I mean, the problems that we are having in education, I'm aware of a group of businessmen in Pakistan. 6 or 7 businessmen who are running full-time businesses. Full-time businesses, they came together and they had this fikr, they had this concern about the education of the nation. And within a matter of 10 to 15 years, they are running over 1,500 schools, educating over 150,000 children. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to think about others, He also puts barakat in that work that we do. And everyone can make an effort. You know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is another dimension of khidmat and making an effort for others, thinking about others. Look at the benefits that come out of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid, is a riwayat of Jabir radiallahu an, and the tribe, people from the tribe of Mudhar came. And they were in an absolutely, you know, pitiable condition. They were in poverty, abject poverty, hardly had anything to cover them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so moved by the scene that he commanded Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an, make adhan. In other words, call the people to the masjid. Salah was performed. After Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up on the minbar and he began giving a khutbah. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum. Different ayat were recited. And he began exhorting the people to give. And it was some time thereafter that one sahabi, one ansari came with a bag. And he was even struggling to hold that bag and he put it down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, people began giving and giving and giving until the hadith says that there were two heaps of food and goods in the masjid to be given to these people. And they say the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit up. But what is important is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said thereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that, with regards to that sahabi who started off, he said, Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan. Whoever starts a good action, he will get the reward of all of those people who continued with that action thereafter without the reward of those people being decreased in any manner whatsoever. So there are opportunities for us to participate in serving other people. Again, service is a very, very broad area. If it's a community level, there is the aspect of assisting in security. If it is what at an international level, what is happening to the ummah on an international level. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi, remember, with so much of pain, he used to say, what is happening in the ummah? I mean, is it something light that day by day, as we are sitting in our comfort, that people are suffering, children are being blasted with missiles? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the ummah and remove the difficulty. Nevertheless, going into this, and before we go into the hadith, just again to broaden the horizon a little bit, the assistance and khidmat that is made is not only financial assistance. This is not, you know, khidmat and service to people is not only financial. We are living in a day and age when there's never been as much wealth in the world, as much information, but also as much unhappy people. So one element of khidmat, of assistance, is even just to meet a person with a smiling face. Idkhalus surur fi qalbi al-mu'min. This is also comes in the hadith as a very, very great ibadat. If a man is feeling depressed, he's feeling dejected, he's feeling down, he feels like this world is turned against him, to sit down with him a few minutes and make him have hope again in life, this is a very, very great service also. So that is an emotional service that can be rendered. There is also spiritual service that can be rendered. Those of us that have contact with people who we call the Ahl Dil, those who have the understanding of the sickness, the spiritual sicknesses, and we see those maladies prevalent in other places, then make that service also. When you see young people who are healthy and fit, and they are whiling and wasting away their life and their youth in vain pursuits, then this is an area where spiritual service can be rendered. So again, if we go back and we reflect over the hadith that I'm going to translate now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the authority of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu an that man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurab ad-dunya. What is the virtue of this service to others? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and note that in this hadith Rasulullah said, first he's talking about some kind of a physical service, some difficulty that person is enduring. You remove that, need not be finance required. Just removing a person's difficulty. It could be a difficulty with regards to his children that he is unable to communicate with them. It's causing untold anxiety and worry and grief within him. So, kurbatan min kurabi dunya, nafasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawmi al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that person that the worries and the anxieties of the day of qiyamah, which will be far more, will be then removed from that person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and he says that وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَىٰ مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أو كما قال. And a person, again, this is now the financial dimension, that person who is facing financial difficulty, he is unable to meet his financial obligations, and someone makes it easy for him. Either he is the creditor and he allows him time. This attitude or this approach that if someone is owing me money or, you know, we use this word in South Africa and it's a word that I don't like. Landlords, they begin to behave like lords also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a blessing. And you are temporarily in charge of that. So is it something that you must become haughty and be demanding and be demeaning of other people when you ask for your due? Yes, you can ask for your due. There's nothing wrong and you are entitled to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رحم الله سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اختضى. May Allah have mercy upon that person who when he buys and he sells and he asks for the money that's due to him, he is samhan. There is no word in Arabic to describe samhan. Samhan means he is obliging, he is large-hearted, he is open-minded, he is open-hearted. He is not petty and difficult to deal with. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then promises this person who offers financial service to others. As financial means he makes it easy, he removes their difficulty. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَاللَّهُ وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. It's extremely important, particularly relevant to our time, that person who covers the faults of the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his faults. So there's no money required for that. Doesn't mean that every message that comes on our cell phones, it must be forwarded. Otherwise there's some shortage in sawab that's coming. Do we need to be involved in things that don't concern us? Someone is saying something about someone else. Why should we be passing on those messages? So this is also a service that can be done. Protecting the reputation of a fellow brother. Protecting the reputation. Another great service on many occasions. It comes in the hadith. You would see in the hadith, Sahaba were looking for Rasulullah. They say, no, he had gone to a certain town or a certain tribe to try and resolve the differences amongst them. This is another service. Those who have that level of respect and they are trusted by both parties, this is an area where people can be of service. Service for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says those golden words, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. That these are just some examples. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously be in the assistance of that person who is in the assistance of his brother or his fellow humankind. But it goes beyond that. When we study the hadith, it is amazing that the muhaddithin, they have actually mentioned and given titles to the certain chapters of the books of hadith. Like Imam Nawawi, rahmatullah alayhi, for example, in Riyad al-Salihin, he says, Babu kathrati turiq al-khayr. One chapter dedicated just to the magnitude, the sheer number of ways that a person can do good. And if you have to analyze some of those ways, many, many of them relate to doing service to others. Sometimes human beings, even to animals. In one case, Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, alana fil baha'imi ajrun? Even in animals, do we have some sort of basis to earn a reward? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fi kulli kabidin dhi ratqatin ajrun. Yes. Not only that, every living organism, you will get reward if you participate in servicing, in looking after that thing. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person plants a tree also, that's a source of benefit and service. Nevertheless, continuing with this hadith, and it is an important point which I want to make. In the context of the hadith, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discussing, essentially assisting others, service, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and listen carefully. وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. This is being discussed in what context? In the context of service to others, of being of benefit, of being of khidmat to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who treads a path of knowledge, سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. A person who treads the path of knowledge, the reward for that person is سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That person, his path to Jannah becomes easy. Why? Something for us to reflect. is because knowledge is not sought for its own purpose. It is not an end in itself. Knowledge is not an end in itself. It is a means. It is supposed to be able to equip that person to be of assistance and direction to others. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says another very important aspect, particularly for the youth amongst us. For those of us who sometimes we feel that, you know, we are still young, so there's nothing much for us to do. Our parents are doing this and they're doing that good work, and our community elders are doing this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says at the end of this hadith, وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. That person whose lack of will to do, to take action, holds him back from earning the rewards and earning the closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shouldn't expect that his lineage or his status in society and amongst people will then take him forward. Each and every one of us has the responsibility to reflect what are those areas that we can be of service to our fellow, first ourselves, our families, our communities, the ummah at large, and then even those things that may not be outwardly living things. The world in general. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said. Give us the tawfiq to make amal. May He remove the difficulties and the hardships facing the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.